And we're going to interrupt the vacation of Kyle Malin from the MERS newsletter. Kyle, you ever going to forgive me?
No, hey, you're still my best, Tony.
All right. Hey, we were talking about state politics yesterday, but today I wanted to focus a little bit more on local politics. Kyle writes some pieces for a local publication here, and I wanted to talk a little bit about that. I got to thinking about local politics, and Kelly Bonero, she's had some challenges. She's accused of driving while impaired and perhaps having a small amount of marijuana. I don't know if these allegations are true or not. That's not what's at the forefront. She was considering a run for political office. I wanted to get your take. Does that change her thought about running, and does that change the permanent perception that people may have about her in that capacity?
Well, yeah, I think her run for state house this go around is probably done. You know, you got to remember that she's 22 years old, and so, you know, folks realize that when you're somebody that age, you know, you're going to make mistakes. I mean, I think when you're your early 20s and late teens, people do things that later they wish they hadn't have done, and I think that would fall under that category, you know. So the problem is then is that she's already made that mistake, and it's just happened so recently that, you know, it's you know, going out and then trying to tailor yourself as a political candidate, somebody to represent Lansing in the state house, it just doesn't really mix right now. You know, if she gave herself, you know, some years and, you know, it was behind her or whatever, then I could see it. But, you know, there's just too many competitive candidates out there right now. Andy Shore and Walt Sorg, and, you know, you're also looking at probably a city council person, maybe two. And, you know, it's just not realistic now for her because, you know, it just doesn't look very good. Somebody who's, you know, that young making a poor decision. And, you know, if they did it in that case, what's to stop them from making a poor decision, you know, when they get elected into office? So I don't think it's happening.
Speaking of Lansing Mayor Virg Bonero, it's been all quiet on his front. Do you think that's something that's been planned?
Well, I think that he's got to find a way to make cuts to the budget that respond to the fact that the millage didn't pass in a way that, you know, is as least harmful as possible. I know they got some concessions out of the city employees, and they were able to mitigate some of the layoffs. But, you know, we're still seeing some of the things that we were warned were going to happen. I mean, the fire station, we've got two fire stations closing. We're going to have some police officers and firefighters laid off. Nobody really wants to see that. And I think that he's trying to, dial down the rhetoric to, you know, I don't know. People don't want to hear the rhetoric right now. And I think he's listening to that and is doing his best to try and soften the blow of the cuts from the millage not passing and just not wanting to get back into the ring with Carol Wood.
And something that you have mentioned really hurt the city and hurt the mayor was the fact, and this is something that Bernie Porn from Epic MRA and a Lansing resident agrees with you on, is that the city made a costly error in not pushing the fact that there was a millage election, that they needed people to get out and vote, and that could cost them for years to come.
Well, it could cost them for years to come, but, you know, they could always go back with another request, and maybe it doesn't have to be the same dollar amount. Maybe it could be something a little smaller, but, you know, if they do go back for a different millage request, it's going to have to be a unified front. I mean, we can't have any factions of city council. You know, we've got two pretty separate factions on city council, and we've got the Carol Wood faction and you know, kind of the non-Carol Wood faction. They're led by Kathy Dunbar. And, you know, they really got to get together and operate off the same page if we're going to make this successful. I mean, there is really no political gain, I don't think, to decimating the city with cuts, you know, by tailoring to the fears of people that we're going to really jack up their home taxes, their property taxes, by passing a millage increase, when in reality most people are still paying less under a millage increase because of declining home values. So, I mean, everybody's got to get on the same page, and if they're going to do it, if they're going to do another millage increase, they can only do it if everybody's operating off the same playbook and everybody's working together. If they're not going to do that, if they're going to try the same old, you know, whatever they tried this last go-around, don't even bother, because that's not going to work.
Kyle Malin writes for the City Pulse. You can find articles in there. Before I let you go, right now it looks like Andy Shore and Walt Sorg are the leaders. You've got one guy who's a little bit more conservative as a Democrat, and Andy Shore, and Walt Sorg, who's almost falling off the left side of the map. How do you see that race shaping up, and is there anyone else who could come in there and really shake things up?
Well, you know, there was some polling that was done by Mark Grebner from Practical Political Consultants a while ago. And in that, he had Andy Shore and Kelly Bonero and Derek Quinney, a current city council member, and Walt Sorg. And what he found is that Bonero and Shore and Quinney were all kind of neck and neck and neck, you know, in the 20% range. And then Walt Sorg was down in the single digits. And so, you know, and that's kind of where things are now with that, you know, Kelly Bonero's, I don't know if she really wants to make a run now, but I would say that Andy Shore right now is in the driver's seat, but, you know, you don't know what's going to happen with the city council members. I mean, maybe Derek Quinney makes a run, maybe Aylin Robinson makes a run, and either of those two would be formidable candidates and somebody that you got to instantly consider. But while that's playing out, neither of them can actually announce, I don't think, until you know, after they win re-election, if they win re-election in November. If they don't win re-election, you know, that hurts their chances considerably.
Thanks.
In the meantime,
Kyle,
it's all Andy.
All right, thanks. I got to get the break. Thanks so much.
Hey, no problem. Take it easy, man.